A King County jury today found Christopher Montfort guilty of aggravated murder in the death of Seattle police officer Timothy Brenton. The jury also found Montfort guilty of arson and the attempted murder of Brenton's partner, Britt Sweeney. Montfort could face the death penalty for killing Brenton. The penalty phase of the trial begins on June 16th. KUOW's Amy Radel was at the courthouse this morning when they read the verdict. She joins me now. Hey, Amy.
Hi.
What was it like in the courtroom this morning?
It was very hushed, but very anxious. And there were a lot of police officers there. And I think there was an overflow space, too. People couldn't all fit into the courtroom who wanted to be there. We found out yesterday afternoon that the jury had a verdict. So people had an opportunity to gather if they wanted to be there for it.
So everybody's in there. They're waiting. How did they react when they heard the verdict?
It was very quiet. You know, Montfort was known for having some outbursts in court early on. But today it was quiet. And I noticed that the woman in front of me, I could tell she was trembling a little bit, and she was kind of grabbing the hands of the younger guys beside her. And she said that at the end, I asked her, and she said she was Timothy Brenton's stepmother and that those are his brothers. And people just seemed overwhelmed. You know, they were tearing up, a lot of the police officers as well. And Ron Smith was there, and he's the president of the Seattle Police Officers Guild. And he said the reason it was so emotional is that this is a significant step that they've been waiting for since 2009.
I just felt a sense of relief, you know, a relief from not only myself, but my entire membership that justice has finally been served and we can put this chapter behind us and move forward.
And I thought it was interesting, you know, we're going to have a little break and then the same jurors are going to come back for the penalty phase. Now they'll have to determine whether Montfort receives life in prison or whether he should technically, you know, be facing the death penalty. And Ron Smith said he's not focused on the death penalty as something that he, you know, needs to see happen in order to feel closure. I thought that was interesting.
There's a lot of debate in this country about the death penalty in this county. That's going to be up to the jury to decide, and personally, I will accept whatever decision they make. And they have a tough job to do, and I know and I'm confident that they will do a good job.
That was Police Guild President Ron Smith responding to the Montfort verdict this morning. So, Amy Radel, what kind of defense did Christopher Montfort's legal team make against these charges?
He pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity. And so the whole focus, you know, as with the Carnation case that we just saw, the focus was not on whether he physically carried out these actions. The focus was on what was his state of mind. What did he think he was doing? His lawyers said he was delusional. He didn't know right from wrong. That was what they hoped to persuade the jury also to back, but the jury clearly rejected that argument. You know, Montfort left writings about how upset he was about police brutality. So he clearly had this kind of activist idea that he was waging a rebellion on behalf of people who cared about that.
So as we mentioned, a penalty phase begins in a couple of weeks. Can you explain what's next?
Kind of a whole new trial in a way. So these jurors really do serve a long time, especially because this case has had to go more slowly because Montfort is paralyzed from the waist down and he can't sit in courtroom all day. So they've had a little bit shorter hours each day, but the overall time commitment is big. There's going to be new witnesses and we're going to hear about factors in his childhood or in the acts themselves that should justify leniency by the jury, whether he should receive life in prison. We know there's a moratorium right now under Governor Inslee, and there's nine other people on death row, and they're all in various states of stays of their executions as well.
Amy Radel will be covering, I'm sure, as this hearing proceeds. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Yeah, you're welcome.